Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. We'll celebrate the 4th of July this week on Harmonia with a trip to the Deep South. The French ensemble Le Concert Lorrain will perform excerpts from the Ursuline Manuscript, the sole surviving collection of music from 18th century New Orleans. A recent release of Michel Blavet's flute music will also be heard.
Thank you.
The final movement from Blavet's Concerto in A Major for flute, strings, and continuo. Jed Wentz was the soloist with his ensemble Musica ad Rhenum. Michel Blavet's music is central to the early repertoire for the flute. Although he produced quite a few sonatas, he left us only a single concerto. Musica ad Rhenum's release marks the first complete recording of Blavet's entire works for the flute. In 1998, the museum and research center known as the Historic New Orleans Collection received a special acquisition. The Ursuline nuns, who had settled in New Orleans in the late 1720s, handed over a large portion of their archives. One unique gem stood out among the numerous documents, a manuscript of music from the 18th century. It's the only known music to survive from the first decades of New Orleans, when the French Baroque was at its zenith.
Thank you.
4 devotional pieces by an anonymous writer set to music by Jean-Baptiste Lully. Le Concert Lorrain performed excerpts from the Ursuline manuscript. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music from French Baroque New Orleans. The early history of the Ursuline manuscript is spotty at best. Here's what we know. The Ursuline nuns were given a manuscript of devotional songs in 1754 by a Monsieur Nicolet. Nearly 2 decades before, it had been copied in Paris and somehow made it to New Orleans. What the manuscript was used for before and after the nuns acquired it might be hinted at from its title, Nouvelle Poésie Spirituelle et Morale, New Spiritual and Moral Poems.
Thank you.
music of French Baroque New Orleans. Le Concert Lorrain performed a set of pieces by Henri Desmarais. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're celebrating the 4th of July by listening to the music of a special American city, New Orleans. The Ursuline manuscript was based on a multi-volume series published in Paris by Nicolas Lotin. While the original boasted 8 volumes, only 4 are found in the Ursuline's copy. The music is made up of recycled popular vocal and instrumental tunes with new words set to them. An interesting characteristic is found in the manuscript among the song themes. Those in praise of virtues are copied in red ink, while the ones depicting vices are in black.
Thank you.
Music by François Couperin. We heard two pieces from the Ursuline manuscript, the only surviving collection of music from 18th century New Orleans. Anne-Catherine Boucher directed Le Concert Lorrain. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music from 18th century New Orleans. The Ursuline nuns played a special educational role in the early decades of New Orleans. They taught the female children of European settlers as well as Native Americans and African slaves. The Ursuline school's modern-day version is known as the Ursuline Academy. It's both the oldest Catholic school in the U.S. and the oldest continuously operating school for girls. The Ursuline manuscript is evidence that music would have been part of the nuns' 18th century curriculum. We heard three anonymous pieces from the Ursuline manuscript, Le Concert au Rhin, performed under the direction of Anne-Catherine Boucher. We'll stay with the French Baroque with our new release of the week. Jed Wentz and Musica ad Renum bring us Michel Blavet's complete works for flute on the Brilliant Classics label. We'll hear three movements from Blavet's Sonata No. 5, Opus 2, Le Regret, Fuga, and La Dédale.
Thank you.
three movements from Michel Blavet's Sonata No. 5. Jed Wentz was the soloist with Musica ad Renum. The performance was part of a Brilliant Classics release of Blavet's complete works for flute. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.